A 12-year-old Aboriginal boy named Duane is nervously preparing to deliver a speech to the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva tonight. He'll be imploring Australia to stop putting 10-year-olds in jail, something that is still legally possible in all states and territories, despite repeated recommendations to raise that age limit to 14. Duane is an Arrernte Garawa boy from Central Australia who himself was at risk at the age of 10 when he ran away from school, saved instead by family and community drawing him close. I spoke to Duane a little earlier as he was preparing for that speech. So, Duane, how are you feeling about speaking to this UN committee?
I'm feeling nervous.
Nervous? Why are you nervous?
This is the first time that I'm talking to something big.
And what is the message that you want to get across to this meeting?
I want my school to be run by Aboriginal people. I want the juvenile detention to stop crueling 10-year-old kids in jail.
And why is it bad that 10-year-old kids are being put in jail?
Because it trains them to go for the bigger jails.
If kids get in trouble at 10, what should happen to them? Who should be looking after them? Who should take care of it?
Family.
And what are you hoping will be the reaction in Australia when you give your speech?
Government change.
You want the government to change the policies?
Yes.
And would you like to read a little bit of your speech for me?
Okay. My name is Duane. I'm 12 years old. I'm from Arrernte and Garawa country. I came here to speak with you because our government is not listening. Adults never listen to kids like me, but we have important things to say. There are some things I want to see change. I want my school to be run by Aboriginal people. I want adults to stop crueling 10-year-old boys in jail. It is about our dreams, our hopes, and our rights.
That's Duane. We've been asked to withhold his family name. He's 12 years old and he's in Geneva, no less, with his father and grandmother for support. Well, Shalina Musk is a senior lawyer from the Human Rights Law Centre. She's also there with Duane. She's a Larrakia woman with long experience in youth justice in the Northern Territory. I asked her why Australia should raise the age of criminal responsibility to 14.
Children as young as 10, 11, 12, they're going through substantial development, both mentally, emotionally and physically. They're not at an age of maturity where they are able to understand the consequences of their actions or really the long-term implications of being labelled a criminal. The parts of the brain's responsible for consequential thinking through the likely implications or effects of their conduct, just are not formed and won't be for many, many years. Children this young coming into contact with the youth justice system are children who are often well known to the child protection system, who are victims, survivors of neglect, abuse and mistreatment. So they're children who carry with them a lot of trauma and substantial needs. So pushing them through the youth justice system this young only serves to further compound their trauma and disadvantage and does nothing to change the sorts of behaviours that we need to change. So we're asking for the age to be raised so that we're responding to these children outside of the justice system.
A number of governments have had reports and royal commissions, indeed, with recommendations on this very issue. Nothing has really shifted, although some governments, like the NT government, for example, say that they've got other programs, they've got outreach with parolees, there's new diversion programs planned. Are they moving in the right direction with those things?
Well, that's what they have said. We need to have in place a range of responses for children who present with risk early in their life. And I commend the NT government for doing this. But the reality is many of these children are known to the education system, are known to the health system and the child protection system. And from my experience as a youth lawyer working in the Northern Territory, these systems have failed these young children and the justice system has become almost a first port of call for responding to these kids in ways that are quite harmful and detrimental to their lives and their futures.
So when Duane gets up and speaks to the UN Human Rights Committee on this issue, one of the things he's also going to mention is wanting his school to be run by Aboriginal people. Is that part of the same story?
And it was a question that was actually asked yesterday of a committee member and a child rights expert, is noting the low retention rates for Aboriginal children, particularly in later years and as the year progresses. Why is it that children, Aboriginal children, are disengaging from school? This is the problem. There is no consistency across states and territory when it comes to youth justice regarding child protection and also the provision of educational services. So I think what we should be doing is ensuring that all of these services and systems are acting consistent with child rights. And that's what, you know, that's why we're here in Geneva, is Australia doesn't ensure that states and territories are acting consistent with these minimum standards and established child rights.
Charlene Musk with the Human Rights Law Centre, and good luck to 12-year-old Aboriginal boy Duane in Geneva tonight.